Smoke medical weed every day.
The following thoughts on Hoffy Hour represent Brian Hoffy and Fastit. Listener discretion is advised.
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Hoppy Hour.
He's the voice of a generation that got screwed by the baby boomers. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour starts in 4, 3, 2, Hoppy. Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour with Hoppy and Alessia.
What is up, 25 Cent? How are you?
Ryan, what's up, man? How you doing, bro? I appreciate you having me here on the Hoppy Hour.
Dude, Just recently, we have been close friends, because I would always see you when I was walking around downtown St. Pete in my 20s drunk, but it would have to be a quick, hi, how's it going? And then I would walk away. But now we're like hanging out, like you're DJing at, what's the
Pelican
pub?
Yeah, so I'm at the Pelican Pub downtown St. Pete every Saturday night. You know, I usually start about 10 until close. You know, sometime I'll get there early and start at 9. I mean, I enjoy doing it, so, you know, it's something that's new for me as far as doing the DJing. But when my dude Ryan Hoppy, you know, you walked through the bar and you came through, I was like, oh snap,
I know,
it's Ryan.
The best part was when Slater came by like a month ago, and I was like, oh my god, like some random ass old people from 102.5 are hanging out. It was crazy.
I was loving it because I was starstruck when I saw Slater.
Dude, Slater was one of the most memorable people from there, because like when you would Google 102.5, he would show up. Like, he's a legend. Like, every truck driver listened to him.
Yeah, so I like listening to him, you know, in the morning, because he would usually start, he would start with his news stories. He would keep stuff pushing, but it was always some interesting stories that, you know, you want to at least Google it to see exactly what he was talking about.
I remember first time when I moved to Tampa 8 years ago, I tuned on the radio and he was bitching that he wasn't included in this company email. And I was like, I like this guy.
Now, I don't remember that, but, you know, it was probably well before. Well, actually, no.
That was after you were at 102.5.
After I was gone. Okay, so I figured it was probably, you know, something that probably missed in all the different little jobs and stuff.
Oh, man, it's all meaningless.
Hustling, baby.
Hell yeah. So with you at the pub, man, you always get that place lit, bro. Like, their drinks, by the way, some bars will pour you like a half a thing of Coke and then literally no Jack. Man, they get you lit at the pub, and then you're spinning your music. Larry June, I've been obsessed with him ever since you played him.
Oh, June, man. Hey. So my dude, Buck, he owns Always Ready Freddy.
Yeah.
He put me on to Larry June back in 2018, right?
Yes.
And as I'm listening to June, you know, he's bumping June for me, and I'm just like, bro, who is this? So, of course, I go online, and one of the first songs I started listening to from June was Glock 40. And that pulled me in as a fan, and then I just started, you know, going back into his old catalog, and now he's been dropping albums for the last 6 years. Six years straight. One in 2 years, he dropped 8 albums, bro. It's crazy.
What do you do to read the room when you're playing the music? Because some DJs, man, people will run away like the Road Runner when a song comes on.
Well, so sometime it just depends, man. When I'm DJing, you know, I know there's a lot of different, you know, people that come through the pub, you know, and I know you were talking about as far as the bartenders at the pub serving some strong ass drinks, because they serve them very strong. But, you know, my girl, Michelle, usually it's Michelle. You got Bailey on Saturdays. They're in there. They pour them strong. And I think they were there that night that you came in. So they definitely they made sure they took care of you. But, you know, of course, I usually try to throw my shots in. But with the DJ, man, I try to fill the crowd. You know, sometimes it'll be something where people will come in and ask for some 80s, you know, Whitney Houston while I'm throwing. I might be bumping some June, some Outkast. I might be bumping, you know, anything to some, you know, some Dre. I could be bumping some Mozzie. You know, there's so many different artists that I try to, you know, throw on some, you know, Nipsey Hussle. And Hussle is one of the ones that I feel like we need to hear a lot here locally, because, you know, it's something that you can listen to Hustle and get some motivation from.
I was listening to Check Me Out earlier. That's one of my favorite songs by Nipsey. Hands down.
Check Me Out. Have you, what'd you think about Victory Lap? Victory Lap was
good, bro.
Every song from start to finish.
How about Diamond Mine, the remake they did, or like the remix they did with like Trey Songz and that?
Bro, so everything they've done, even with back before, like when you had Nipsey and Mozzie, when they did Ain't Hard Enough, and then another one that they did right after that, I Do This. And like both of those songs I can throw on if I got something, you know, like fat that I can roll real quick.
Yeah.
You know, throw that on. Hell yeah. I have it in my ears on the surround sound, and I'm just, you know, I'm vibing.
Do you like Kid Cudi at all?
Yeah, I love Kid Cudi.
Dude, I'm a huge fan. He literally speaks to me in my anxiousness. Like, everything he says, I think it just spoke to me when he came out because I was in my teenage years.
Okay.
And Day and Night was, like, the first song where it really made me think about weed.
Yeah, well, and you know what? When you really, you know, you sit down and listen to it, was it Man on the Moon, I think, was
yes.
the album, right?
Higher was on there, all that music, man.
So that one, and then the album after that. He had Just What I Am, and he had a couple of songs on
Just What I Am. I think I listened to that seven times a day. That is cool. That song.
So you have some very hood ears on you, Mr. Hoppy. I like that.
It's bizarre.
Very hood.
It's because hood. I grew up in the suburbs of Chicago, and all my friends growing up are black.
Okay, so
I would smoke weed with all the like dudes on my block. I lived in a good neighborhood. Yeah. So what my neighborhood was. All the people that got out of the bad parts of downtown then moved to the suburbs to get their life together, and then they had a family. Right. And I was friends with all those kids. I had
sort of how, you know, like back home in Baltimore, that's where I'm from.
Yeah.
You know, we have a lot of different, you know, neighborhoods in the inner city and the county as well. But then, you know, just like here, you see how different neighborhoods and stuff are sort of displaced. That's the same thing that, you know, sound like happened in the neighborhood you grew up in.
Yeah, it was a nice suburb, and then it was cool
like
to
the
see
people that moved there. You know, they were sort of relocated.
Yeah, it was like their parents grew up. Yeah. Like one was from Caprini Green. Yes.
Green, yeah.
And then he moved to the suburbs, and now he's doing well. So yeah, I always like. I remember one of the most monumental moments in my life was the first time I heard Chief Keef. Off of SoundCloud. I was like in high school in 2011, and literally this was all the white kids listening to it. They're like, dude, you got to hear this 17-year-old, because I'm essentially the same age as Chief Keef and Lil Durk.
Right.
And I remember we're in the school library, and I was like, oh my God. I don't think they're as good now, but like when that came out 12 years ago.
So here's one for you, right? So the Chief Keef songs, like Mo Bamba.
Yeah.
You know, when I throw that song on, right, it could be Pelican Pub, you know, when I'm sitting there and I'm chilling.
Yeah.
But when I'm actually like DJing, and you know, you got the college kids that come in, and it's pretty lit, it's loud, people doing shots, people coming over requesting songs. I don't even care about people requesting songs. I love it because it gives me a chance to sort of throw different stuff in. But when you throw on Love Sosa.
Oh my God.
As soon as these bitches love Sosa, the college kids go crazy. As soon as you throw on Pursuit of Happiness by Kid Cudi, either the dance version or the regular version. I usually play the regular version. Sometimes I throw the dance if I feel like, you know, if I feel like doing some feeling, you know, I feel like bumping or getting my jump on.
You want to bump and have the girls get happy as hell? Put on Day and Night Remix. Crookers Remix. Oh my God. Every white girl will be like, oh my God, shots, let's drink.
But that's the thing. Like, you got to remember that when those songs came out, like that college crowd, you know, then, like you were saying, like a lot of the kids was getting drunk. They were in the high school and the college era. So, you know, that when now these kids are out partying, and you know, then
we're in our
20s and 30s.
Well, you got to think, for example, Young, Wild, and Free. Yes. The year I graduated high school, every underage drinking party had that cinema, that EDM remix.
Okay.
Chief Keef, Lil Durk. I'm trying to think what else. Anything from
Durk too, man.
We Found Love by Rihanna.
Those songs still bump.
So, dude, literally. I'm from the Midwest, and when it's 20 degrees out, all you're doing is underage drinking. So we would literally have chugging contests of vodka. chugging vodka.
What kind of vodka, though? What
was like that, you get it for $7 at Walgreens, okay, and like our so friend's like the brother.
The pop-off vodka.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember drinking too much of that and getting kicked out of a club once.
I've been kicked out of a few clubs, allegedly.
I've only been kicked out of two clubs in my, no, three in my life, I think.
I got kicked out of the Drunken Clam on St. Pete Beach.
What, for real?
I fell asleep at the bar.
Oh, okay. So it was more like a, you know, they didn't want you to fall asleep.
And then I'm like, I was really drunk. I was like 23. I'm like, I watched it in the game. And they're like, no, you're not, get out. And I was like, okay.
So
then
I got
an Uber. No, I didn't cause a scene. It was more, it was just, it was annoying because I remember it was the Giants playoff game was on and I was really watching it. I was just throwing this, I was barely sleeping, bro. And she was like, get out of here.
You were probably out for 20 minutes. We all say that. No, man, I was only asleep for like three. What are you talking? I just closed my eyes, man. What you talking about, bro? No, sir. We have you on camera. You've been asleep for 40 minutes.
I'm like drooling on the table. I'm not sleeping.
I wasn't asleep. What are you talking about? Bro, actually, so that's funny, actually. So I didn't get kicked out of a place. But
what happened?
Recently, I wouldn't say recently. You know, the last 6 months. So recently.
It's pretty recent.
Yeah, pretty recent. So I went to one of my favorite food spots. And, you know, blessed lady, you know, she was very nice about it. But at the same time, you know, I was asleep on the chair. But I was waiting on my food. And it was like 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
I think it was like, actually it was after 3 because I think they stopped a little after 3.
Yeah.
3:30 in the morning. And as I'm getting my food. Well, as I'm, you know, I order my food. I know it's going to take a while. You know, I got like wings and a burger. You know,
yeah.
At that point, I'm drunk. I'm trying to get as much food as possible because when I get home, I'm gonna tan that shit up.
Yeah, excuse my language. I love eating drunk.
But
it's so much fun.
Oh, it's the best. But when you got something to blow on, you know, that's you know, you got something to burn later. You good. So, as I'm waiting on the food, it was like 20 minutes, and I'm sitting down on the chair, and all of a sudden, I notice I'm laying down. I was probably asleep for 20 minutes. The lady came and she kicked me on the foot, right? And you know how you get up when somebody, you know, somebody wake you up out of your sleep.
Yes.
And I'm like, what? She was like, you can't sleep here. I was like, I'm sorry. You know, I was
oh
like,
my God.
You know, I got my food, you know, and got out of there and stuff. But yeah, I've fallen asleep and gotten kicked out.
Yeah, man, it's crazy. I lived in Cleveland for 4 months.
Yeah.
And I think for some people, here's how I'll word it. The average person's amount of alcohol they drink in their life, like the complete amount,
right?
I might have had that in my first night in Cleveland. There is so much drinking. I had a lifetime's worth of drinking in Cleveland in one night. It is unbelievable how much that city drinks. Vodka, Jack and Coke,
yeah.
Car bombs.
Jack's my joint.
Dude, and then they had like a root beer that was literally like just all booze, like 20%. That is an alcoholic city.
What was this root beer?
You know, I don't know. It was made in Cleveland. It was made in Cleveland, bro. Cleveland is.
Look this up. Hold up.
Yeah, let me see if I can find it.
Google it right now.
It might have just been a local Cleveland thing. It's a high percentage.
Yeah, 20%. I mean, that's high, bro.
It was
high and sweet.
It was high. All right, we're gonna take a quick break. We're gonna do some commercial reads, and we'll be right back. This is Happy Hour with 25 Cent.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Oh, man. Oh, yes. We got Romeo, my coworker from Beasley Media Group. Got this trippy music I use for commercial breaks. Let's take a listen. Pretty good, right?
Yeah, I like that.
It's trippy. Alessia was like afraid of it. She felt like people were chasing her when she was listening to it.
I bet if you put that into a haunted house or something where you have you know, crazy vampires,
yeah,
half goth, half werewolf.
And the beat drop.
Oh, I like that. I like that beat drop.
Hell yeah. This following segment. Yeah, this is badass. I sounded so white saying that. This following segment's been brought to you by Rich Keeley. He's the best barber in all of the Bay Area. Go to RidgeKBarber.com. You got to sign up ahead of time. And when you go there, he will give you the freshest cut of all time.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour. Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Or chat him live via the Hoppy Radio app. Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
25, how afraid are you of AI?
Well, you know, I'm not afraid of it because, you know, you really have to understand, or at least try to understand it. I don't fully understand.
I'm trying to figure out where to learn about it. You know what I mean?
So
I don't know to go to Reddit or YouTube. I want to like learn about it.
You got
to
put your hands on it, bro. That's the only way you'll learn about it. I've used the chat GPT.
Dude, so this is me announcing something.
Oh.
When I worked in sports radio, I had a hard time coming up with ideas a lot because even though I had a great time there, it wasn't the best fit because I don't know a lot about baseball.
Right.
And let me tell you, ChatGPT helped me come up with some ideas. It was insane, bro. You described to ChatGPT, I am the producer of a local sports morning show, blah, 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 and all this info. And I went, that's when I went, I think I should be doing something else besides sports radio. When ChatGPT typed in all these great ideas, and I loved every second then, but that was when I was like, I think we should find something else. It's probably better for Ryan. Literally, ChatGPT was like, you should do this with the Rays. You should do this. And I was like, Wow. I was afraid, bro. I was thinking it wasn't going to show anything.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it, you know, as far as you have what artificial intelligence,
yeah,
you know, the once they become, what is it, once a robot becomes self-aware, a sentient being or whatever, then, you know, they won't want to die or whatever the case. That's what the, I don't know, I guess that's what all of the futuristic movies are supposed to be about, the Terminators and all that. Well, that was really The Matrix.
Do you ever think about the fact that we're kind of living in the future? I think about that a little bit. It freaks me out.
We're definitely in the future, bro. We're in the future, right? So when you get into like a Tesla or whatever, and it's an electric car, so a lot of people are usually freaked out, or at least I've talked to people that have been freaked out about, well, what if the car runs out of, you know, electric or whatever, or I don't make it to the next stop. You can touch a screen on your car that is bigger than the iPad, right?
Yeah.
That it has an entire map from where you're trying to go. It doesn't matter if you're trying to go across the country or across town. It's going to name you the spots where you can get a charge at any time.
I was in my first Tesla last week. It was an Uber driver. I was taking an Uber to Park and Rec, which I will be going to tonight. Going to get a little lit. And let me tell you.
I hear you.
If you know what I'm saying, smoking weed in my apartment. And then I went to the Uber and I laid back and it has the sunroof where you can see the moon. The moon was lit that night, like really trippy. And I was looking back and I was like, I've never been in a car like this. Then all of a sudden the dude's going like 80 down 4th. I'm like, please don't kill me, bro.
Like, you probably felt like it was going 80.
No, he was. He went like 70.
He went like insane mode.
Well, it happened so fast.
Yeah.
Like, literally, I think the amount of time that it would take my car to go to 70 or 80, it would take that Tesla to, like, 140 miles per hour. It goes laser fast, bro. Within a second and a half, you can be going 55, dude. It's nuts.
Yeah, I have a friend that he bought one, and, you know, he tested out the speed on it. And it's a very nice car, man. I wish I could afford one, but, I mean, you know. It'll be something in the future once the Hoppy Hour goes, like, you know, multi platinum different levels.
That's the plan.
He helped your boy out.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, no, but really, man, the Tesla's nice. You know, it very interesting car.
I was talking to DJ Change about this.
Change, my dude.
This afternoon.
What up, Change?
There's a few people I've been talking to. You would say you're a millennial, right? Kind of.
I don't know if I don't know what.
What year were you born?
I was 81.
You're a millennial. You're like an elder millennial.
They push me forward, right?
Like, yeah.
Who pushed me forward? Who pushed me forward?
Man? I'm telling you, you got to remember the name Lucas Brown and Romeo. We play his EDM music.
Okay.
And Change. I have this grand plan of us taking over the Bay.
Change is dope, man.
Change is so good, bro.
When I watch,
a good guy.
So when I watch Change DJ, I love to watch him DJ because he's very theatrical. You know what I mean? Like he has a whole show that he does, and he's just dope, bro.
It's crazy.
So today on the way over here, I was listening to Buckwheat. Right?
Yes, I love Buckwheat.
And DJ, yeah, Buckwheat, my boy, too. I haven't seen Buckwheat in years.
Dude, partying with him.
I got to catch up with him.
I've had maybe 5 or 6 nights with him in Ybor like 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Those nights, I didn't get home till 5:30. Oh,
he's going to make sure you have a good time, bro.
Yes. But
I was listening to Buckwheat on the way over here.
Yeah.
And DJ C Nasty. That boy nasty, bro. I was like, I haven't been out, you know, to any club, and I haven't seen, you know, Buckwheat in years.
Yeah,
and so I know that usually he'll be out with C Nasty, but bro, I got to actually listen to a couple of his sets. That boy nasty. I'm like, you just become fans of people. You know what I'm saying? So with me, I like to listen to different people because I'm learning. You know, I've been learning the DJ, and I've been doing my different, you know, Saturday nights down at the Pelican downtown. So, you know, it's like when I see other DJs that you know, not even learn from, just like the stuff they playing and the way they mixing. Like, of course, you know, T-Quest World Famous. That's my dude. That's like my, I would say that he's definitely been a mentor because he was the one that actually, I was hosting one night. And, you know, he saw that I was watching him DJ and stuff. And he was like, you want to play a couple?
Yeah.
And I started playing some. And it turned into, you know, I think I played maybe an hour and a half that night. And I enjoyed it. You know, it was something that it was just fun. But C Nasty, that boy nasty. I'm about to start following him on Instagram like right now.
Hell yeah.
I was like, because of course I couldn't do it as I'm driving, you know.
Yeah,
I
mean, of course
trying,
not.
Trying to be safe when I'm getting older. I can't afford to get pulled over because, you know what I'm saying?
No, it's never a fun time getting pulled over. Yeah, I've never been pulled over and been like, hell yeah.
Yeah, you never feel guilty, but it's just like, you know, I want to go home tonight, man.
It's more you appreciate your freedom when you're pulled over.
Yeah,
you there's really a part do. Of you that goes, I wasn't being bothered 2 seconds ago.
Right. Like it's like I think everything's straight. You know, my license not suspended or nothing. So
I don't really want to talk about our radio past because it happened and the past doesn't exist.
Yeah.
But I will say, growing up, I want to ask you this: did you want to go into radio?
So when I first. I would say it was back home in Baltimore, and there was a show called The Big Fat Morning Show.
Okay.
And I liked that show, and it was something that I enjoyed. And I did like call in one day, not to be on the show, but just like answer a question. I got it terribly wrong, and I never did it again.
So I think we're decently similar, but I'm more of a radio geek in the fashion that we wanted to go into this growing up as a teenager. We were a part of massive shows, and now we're doing our own thing. And what I noticed that's similar about us is the way you were listening to the different DJs in the area trying to get ideas for what you're doing.
Yeah.
I do the same thing, but I listen to old Opie and Anthony, Howard, okay. I'll listen to Ron and Fez, and I go, what do they do while I'm being myself? And I think as long as you never completely copy somebody, I think it's a really good thing to listen to the artists.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people, you know, I think they, instead of taking it as a thing of respect, you know, because it is being a fan, a lot of people look at it as, you know, you biting off of me, you're doing exactly, you know, the same thing I did, and it's like, it is what it is, man. You know, and it's not going to stop me from doing what I'm going to do because I'm probably not going to do it the same way that you did it.
So, well, yeah, because you're not going to be that person.
And they're not inside of your head. You know what I mean? It's like they're not going to tell me what my ideas are. They don't know what I'm going to do. You know what I mean? But that's just in the sense of, you know, being in radio and really trying to, you know, understand, like just understand how this, the flow of radio goes. Like how you have your show. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like this is tight. You know what I mean?
I appreciate it.
The sound is tight. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
It's dope, bro.
Well, the thing is, I've worked with so many. Hell yeah. Well, that's what I'm trying to do. Is I'm trying to. How do I word this? I'm not trying to like use other people's clout, but I'm trying to have everybody's clout come together and we take over the Bay. Change, Lucas Brown, Romeo, anybody else,
you got
millennials.
T-Quest, you got T-Quest World Famous. You got Danny Cousin Crook.
Cousin Crook is my dude.
Saturday nights downtown at the Landing.
Let's all do it. Let's take over this Bay.
Buck 2 times. That's my dude.
Because think about it. All the radio hosts, all the TV anchors, all the whatever in this town. They're all between the ages of 40 to 80.
I'm going to have to watch some more TV, but yeah, you could be right.
I don't watch the local news.
Where's my man Reggie Roundtree?
Dude, what happened to that legend?
I miss Reggie, man. Reggie was always a dope dude, too. I see him on social media.
You know who I worked with at The Bone was Al Keck.
Al Keck.
Al Keck's a legend, bro. Al Keck was around in the 90s through like 05, and he did a lot of AM radio. So it may have been before you were here.
It was, because I moved here in 02.
02?
Yeah, 02.
You might have saw the last few years, but yeah. he worked in San Diego during the era in the 80s that influenced Anchorman. So he was one of the original, like, real-life Anchorman.
Yeah.
And he was the most well-prepared show that has ever been on The Bone, because he literally typed out everything and read it and was, like, pointing me to go to commercial.
Yeah.
And I learned so much from being around him. It's often when you're around people that you could never do their job that you learn the most from. For example, I could never do a sports morning show as a host, but working with Pat and Aaron, I learned a ton of things. So it was the same thing with Al Keck hung around Reggie Roundtree. Like, you're not going to be a TV anchor, but it's nice being around people that you go, that's a cool way to do it, and that's a cool thing.
Yeah, Reggie's a dope dude, but he has, like, he's a man that, you know, he has integrity. He's always been cool, you know, anytime I've ever seen him. And, you know, it is one of those things that you look up to him and, you know, respect him at the level that he's had, because seeing a lot of, like, his old stuff that he's done on the news and different, you know, I saw the one, this is Reggie Roundtree, this is how you get out alive. This is way before I moved here. But looking at that, you know, and, you know, what was it, 15, 20 years later, it's like, he's got, you know, he's been in the game a long time. You know, with me, I just moved here, like I said, 2002. So that's 21 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like I'm a Floridian, still a Baltimorean, and I just came from North Carolina like yesterday.
Yeah.
2 days ago.
Okay, I want to ask you, because you're from Baltimore.
Yeah.
How similar is The Wire to real life?
I mean, it's very similar. Like, that was based on a real you know, person.
Yeah.
Based on real person, real events, you know, real neighborhoods. And at that time, I don't know, how far did you get in The Wire?
Finished,
by the way, one of
a
lot of people say one of the best shows. I would definitely say the best show, if you think about it on different ways of just the plot of every season.
Well, the ending of The Sopranos is dumb. The ending of The Wire hurt because it was sad, but it was more real. The Sopranos ending was so cliche. Because, okay, it's going to be a spoiler.
What do you think happened to Tony?
It's going to be he got killed.
That's what I thought. Like, it said,
because it's pretty much like you're dead. Like, I think that's what the black screen meant.
Right.
But with The Wire, this is a spoiler alert, so go about a minute ahead. Wasn't the ending pretty much that the teenagers growing up in Baltimore tried to get out of the bad neighborhood, but then just became Bubbles and everybody else? Because they were all growing up doing heroin in that shack.
Well, so with Bubbles, he was that, like, Bubbles got clean.
Yeah,
in season three and end of season three into season four, and then season five was when, you know, he got clean and was out of the game altogether. But you had Dookie, you know, he got strung out, and the guys that he was hanging with, those guys that had the horses with the carriages, they used to, like, as a kid, and they did it for, you know, generations. But as a child in my neighborhood, they were still riding around on the horses selling fresh vegetables, fresh fruits, like right down Chester Street. That was one of the first streets I lived on as a kid, and it was awesome to see it in the show, because it definitely depicted what, you know, the neighborhoods were. And unfortunately, a lot of those businesses, they sort of, you know, went to the wayside, and a lot of those areas, it's like, you hate to see, you know, how it went. But now, I went home, you know, 2 years ago, and the city is coming up. You know, we won two Super Bowls within 20 years.
What did you think of what happened in 20? Hell yeah. What did you think of what happened in 2015? I was literally moving to Tampa when those riots were going on. It was like May of 8 years ago. Remember that?
Well, so when they were talking about the riots when they happened, they weren't as big as what, you know, what happened, of course, after George Floyd and after that. But you know, looking at it on the news, you know, my brother and much of my family still live there. And it wasn't like they were in danger, but it was something that was serious because it was the kids that were out there causing a lot of the trouble. You know, and I mean, I watch a lot of news still, you know, back home in Baltimore and like in the high school I used to go to. And there's like a huge scandal going on. I mean, if anybody out there, you know, you just check out WBFF on YouTube and you'll see different stuff that they have. But it's interesting for me still because I like to follow home. Like home is home, you know?
Yeah, yeah, of course.
It's still, you know, where all of my family is. Like it's only myself and my mother down here.
Yes, sir.
My family in Carolina and in Baltimore. But I like to just, you know, sort of stay connected at least with what's going on. And it is something that, you know, it you see a lot of the just what's going on in politics in the small part and then also in the whole. So, but no, that Baltimore stuff, man, how the politicians was crooked, like of that, man. That you had the season two with the docs. Yeah, season three with the war.
Season two with the docs should have never happened.
Well, but see, the thing is that season two with the docs, what it exposed you to was the guys that were also bringing in the drugs and the other crews.
I know.
That's, you know, but I know what you mean as far as different plots, but it was like, it was trying to give you an idea of, you know, how they were controlling stuff. But then it went to the newspapers when, what was that, season five? You know, the reporters, the one guy fabricated the story, and you had McNulty that he fabricated a serial killer.
McNulty's acting is so fucking phenomenal, good, bro.
Yeah.
Him and what, Wendell Pierce?
Him.
Them together, dude, was so good.
I love it when he would just, you know, go off on him. You happy now, bitch? You know, it was always watching that exchange between them. And then also Lester and Kima. You know, Lester was smart as hell. Probably one of the, in that show, and just any kind of, you know, detective show, he was smart.
He was definitely smart. I'm going to go to break real quick.
Okay.
But before we go to break, there's one thing I must play. And this is the best scene.
Shit, boy.
Of all time in The Wire, even though I just played this right here. One second. Don't you love when your laptop that's 12 years old freezes? Here we go.
Shit, boy. Think I'm gonna be the scapegoat for the whole damn machine? Shit.
Clarence is gonna.
Shit, as far as the federal money's concerned, he's everything. The faucet, the goose.
A goose.
The one that lays them golden eggs.
Major crimes. Shit.
They gonna come talk to me about money laundering in West Baltimore? Shit.
Looking forward to working with you.
Shouldn't you be dead to me?
Shit. I took it easy on you, son.
Pie in the sky.
Shit, partner.
And it's your people up in my shit. Not no feds, not no safe people from Annapolis. It's motherfuckers from my own city.
For all that profile, shit.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Oh, yeah, this following segment. First of all, let's get some Romeo, the tale of Romeo. Let's hear what this is like. Oh, yeah. This makes me want to go to Ybor and wake up in a garbage can. I'm just kidding. This following segment's been brought to you by Mitra 9. When I tell you that they are the best kava and crate them around, I'm a man of my words. I'll describe Mitra 9 in a second. I just want to hear a little bit of this. Who's at the door? Come on in. Oh, hell yeah, this is nice. One thing I'll teach you about Happy Hour right now is I never read a news clip or a news paper article before the show or a news clip online. So like if I go to CNN.com, I never read the headline before. I have Alessia read it. Or when I'm playing a news clip or music, I never listen to it beforehand because I want it to be the first time I heard it. And let me tell you, this is the first time I've heard Romeo's song. And this is legit. Go to tinyurl.com/hoppymitra and at checkout use keyword hoppy to save 20% on the best kava and kratom around. This is also being brought to you by DZBZ Honey. Dude, you gotta check out DZ Beezy Honey 25 Cent. It's this honey that has Delta 8 and some THC in it.
What?
It is so good.
So I can put that in like some coffee, some tea, or I just
get yeah, it you right could. On my go to dzbzhoney.com and use keyword Hoppy, and you can get hooked up. This next sponsor, dude, I gotta be so careful. Fucking Facebook's trying to shut down my posts. There's a website, and I can't even say the name. Dude, it knew I said it in the clip, even though I didn't have it in the description.
Oh, yeah, that's AI right there. They can point out everything.
Okay. ASTROBLEME.com has the best. It totally doesn't have hemp in it. It's clean lemonade. Okay. Because I would never promote anything with THC or hemp, Facebook. Jesus fucking Christ. You can have people arguing over being deadbeat dads, and you can have fake news or those creepy articles where it's like, Simon Cowell just died, and it's like him in the hospital with some creepy picture. But totally heaven forbid wrong. You promote a plant. Fucking Facebook. But yeah, go to ASTROBLEME.com and get the best lemonade. And then at checkout, what do you think the checkout code is? I think it's Hoppy.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour. Watch out. Hoppy is about to rant.
It's like a $9,000 prostitute, please.
On Nebraska Avenue.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in, too.
856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. Dude, could you imagine Tom Cruise and Shakira dating?
For real?
Yeah.
Could Shakira be making Tom Cruise's heart race? Well, reports are claiming that the Top Gun Maverick star is extremely interested in pursuing the Colombian singer.
I gotta skip over this because there's copyright laws, and I know, like, I'll have 10 seconds of a song, mm-hmm. and Spreaker will just delete it like it never mattered. So whenever there's like copyright in the videos, I gotta go over it. Because it's imagine doing a show in 2019 every day when you were working at when I was working at CMG, and I worked hard every day recording it. That was when I had energy, and I did 5 shows a week, and it helped me gain Best Local Podcast awards. But you do all this work,
which is dope.
And then it's gone. Bye. Never did anything. Thank you. So that's why I skip over the copyright.
Yeah, I got you.
You got to be careful.
After Tom and Shakira were spotted hanging out at the Formula One Grand Prix in Miami over the weekend, where they cozied up for some photographs together.
It looks like an AI picture. It doesn't even look real. It's literally Tom Cruise and Shakira. I don't know who's going through more of a midlife crisis for them to be dating. That is weird, dude.
Aren't they about the same age, though, right? Or is she older than he is?
I'm going to look this up. Shakira's age, because I think Tom Cruise, he's got to be like 58, 59. He's definitely up there. Shakira is, holy crap, she was born in 77, so she's like 45.
Oh, wow.
Dude, I had such a crush on her in the Hips Don't Lie music video. Beautiful. That was the most sexy thing I ever saw. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. I'm looking up Tom Cruise's age.
How old is Cruise?
Let me see here.
Like Cruise, like I know him.
Like we're every Gen X radio DJ that takes forever to find something. Jesus Christ. He was
60.
Yeah, it's like a 15 years apart.
I don't know why I thought she was older than that.
I don't know. Frankly, I quit caring. Let's go back to the clip, you know.
Yeah.
The pair reportedly spent time with one another on the race's starting grid and were seen chatting in a private hospitality suite. Speaking exclusively to Page Six, an insider revealed, there is chemistry. Shakira needs a soft pillow to fall on, and that could be Tom.
There is a thing that Jimmy Kimmel has talked about with Tom Cruise. So there was this legendary party. I've heard Adam Carolla talk about this on his podcast a lot. And this, to me, perfectly describes Tom Cruise. He went to a Super Bowl party with Jimmy Kimmel, that Dave guy from the NFL Network that did work with Adam Carolla, Dave Damashek, Adam Carolla, Jimmy Kimmel, and Jeff Ross had a Super Bowl party about 20 years ago. And Tom Cruise, they claim, showed up and brought cupcakes and brought his mom. And then when they were hanging out and watching the game and there was a few minutes left, he was like, so do you guys like football? Like, they said he didn't know how to be a human. Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
I could totally see that. I could see him, like, everybody's cheering.
Trying to, like, do the trying to, you know, fit in on the whole, you know, yeah, macho
do you,
thing.
Do you guys like football as everybody's watching football? It's something like that. Adam Cove role is one of my main influences for going into radio, by the way. I adore Adam.
Carolla, yeah, I used to listen to a lot of Adam. Like, with a lot of the different, you know, shows, I don't really get a chance to listen.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's definitely one of the bigger shows out there, too, as well.
856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. This next headline gives me really no hope for humanity, just for our future.
Students who graduated from this high school say they were targeted by a former classmate who put their faces on pornographic images. It's called deep fake porn, and this young woman was one of the victims. She says when she learned who authorities say was behind it, she was shocked. Lisa Guerrero has more.
Why is this young woman in tears?
And I think you guys need to know what pain looks like, because this is it.
Her name is QT Cinderella. She's a YouTube star, and she says somebody stole her face. That is, they put her face on someone else's body to create fake porn videos online.
Dude, I think I've come across a few on, like, Spank Bang, where it's like, I got to get out of the... Speaking of this, I wanted to talk about this, but we're not talking about our radio past. We made a pact, but I will say this. On Pornhub.com, one time I was going through a video and I had to get out of it. And why? I saw 25 Cent in it, and it was like, you guys were like playing topless basketball or something.
Over at the,
I will never forget. I was like, I can't watch this video. I was trying to figure out what the fuck it was, because it said like Tampa or whatever.
It was me, Charlie Chase. I forget the Charlie Chase, and what was that girl's name? It was the Charlie Chase that's got the little chili tattooed on her ass.
Yes, yeah. That was the video. And I
liked her. She was awesome too.
Yeah, but I don't really feel like playing a 4-minute video about deepfake porn, but that's sad. Can you imagine that literally you find out that there's a video of you and it probably looks decently accurate?
Well, and the thing is that I would imagine that there's probably, you know, you got to figure now with the deepfake stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, on what do you have? What do you see it on Facebook where people put it? You have people that, if you can, you look online on one of those, you know, the fake website, not the fake websites, but the websites where you see all the movies and stuff. Usually they're sponsors of porn, you know, sites.
Yeah.
And usually it'll be like a deep fake. And it's like, that's not Demi Moore doing that threesome over there, man.
I get sketched out going on those sites, like Popcorn Time.
So
does Popcorn Time even exist? Because I always felt like I was the equivalency, I think that's a word, of watching and using Popcorn Time on my computer. I felt like I was robbing a bank. But like everybody said, you can rob the bank. No, there's no problem.
It's no big deal, man. Just don't tell nobody about it.
Because I'm afraid, like, with my IEP address, because I watched a lot of movies.
VPN, cuz.
Hell, I do have to get one.
Yeah, you got to get a VPN, so at least you feel like you're halfway protected.
Well, it's crazy how quickly, like, copyright and all that happens.
Yeah.
And what I'm saying is just how it changed digitally. Two examples. First of all, remember that commercial that would be before every movie you would see in a movie theater in like 2005? And it was like, they were like selling DVDs in the alley. And it was like, you can go to, yes.
Yeah.
There was that moment when I realized it was a thing. And the second moment was in 2001, my uncle went to a comic book convention and got me a VHS of Harry Potter while it was in the movie theater. And that was like the coolest thing to ever happen to me. And now I can watch it on my phone if you get the Popcorn Time app. It's crazy what's happened.
It is, because so my first actual bootleg was Friday.
Really?
Yep, my first bootleg was Friday, and that was like one of the ones that this Friday that I had, it was a screener. So a lot of the music, I guess, or I don't know if it was a screener or before they edited, but it was one that it was the movie before they added the music and all the different sound effects.
Yeah.
So as I watched this, I didn't even know that a lot of the music was in there. It would the one I had it, they'd just be bopping their head and dancing with no music, right? So as the movie came out in theaters and I got to see it, you know, because I couldn't see it in theaters. I wasn't of age. So saw it when it finally came. No, did I see it in theaters? I don't think I saw it in theaters. So when I finally saw it home, it was like, what's all this music and shit going on? You know, it was just, I think it was one or two songs that was in this version. But even back then, that was probably, and I forgot, I think I let a friend hold it, never got it back again.
Yeah.
But the bootlegs today, man, I mean, I had some back in like 02 and 03, and that was the time, man. You can get free movies on, what was that, LimeWire?
You can get
movies and you can get music. And one, what was the other one? I forgot
about that.
Yeah, that was way.
My dad was like afraid of me getting in trouble because there was one dude from like, I remember he would always say, I'm not giving you LimeWire because one dude from Madison, Wisconsin went to jail for 20 years or whatever. Yeah. So I never had that. What I would do, the most game-changing moment in the internet was YouTube to MP3.
Yeah.
When you could download videos from YouTube, I had a flash drive and I had like every Adult Swim cartoon, but I left it on the ground in my room and my dad found it. And I had one video, a 1 minute clip of Lisa Ann getting banged from behind. Uh-huh. And my dad wiped my computer and I lost all these radio shows I made in seventh grade and I could never forgive him.
Oh, shit.
Because of one video of Lisa Ann just taking a doggy. It was all it was. Wasn't that exciting. It wasn't anything devious. It was just Lisa Ann going at it.
She was a banger, though.
I talked to her a lot when I produced Beckles and Retcher at 95.3 DAE.
Okay.
She is smart as hell. I would text with her and that. She is a sweetheart. I love Lisa Ann.
Yeah. That's dope that you...
Have you met her?
No, never met her.
Oh, she never came by the show you worked on?
I don't think... Nope. I don't think she ever came.
You guys are more Asa Akira.
Yeah, Asa, she's dope. So I became friends with her, you know, back when she first met the show in 06, you know.
Yeah.
I haven't talked to her in a couple, probably 2 or 3 years, but, you know, we've stayed in contact every now
and then. What I love about your Twitter page is some people are afraid to show porn in 2023, and some girl in porn will tag you in a video of her, like, going down on somebody. And I love that you retweeted. I think that's just pimping.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, of course, like, Roxy Ray is my homegirl.
Yeah.
It's Cleo. You know, that's the G right there. So, you know, anything I ever see online, if I catch it and I see she tweeted it, I'm going to retweet it. You know, I'm always going to promote it.
My favorite memory in my life was Drew Garabo had girls suck on creamsicles on air, orange creamsicles, and then they were like going after three creamsicles or one. It was three girls on one creamsicle, and I went, I'm being paid per hour. I don't care that it was little money. I'm literally being paid to film girls sucking on a creamsicle. It was one of the best moments of my life.
Drew Garabo's dope, man. I saw
him. Yeah, he's a good dude.
I saw him a year ago, actually. He came down, him and... John Senning, they came through the Pelican and stuff and hung out.
John did me a fucking solid. I want to give him a shout out for this. He did me a fucking solid when I produced Pat and Aaron.
Yeah.
He referred me to Billy the Phone Freak, who used to work on the Ron and Ron show in the 90s. And he's a local talent booker. And I was this close to getting Mike Tyson because Drew Garabo Live had Mike Tyson on, but he just was on a jet in the morning and didn't call Pat and Aaron.
Okay.
But then I was put on the list with Billy the Phone Freak. And because John Senning referred me to Billy the Phone Freak, I was able to get Jay Moore for Pat and Aaron. So shout out to John Senning for doing that.
Yeah,
and I sent Drew a DM back when he was on the news in November. And Drew's always been good to me.
What was he on the news for?
Well, just his health.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So, yeah.
But he's doing much better now, though, right?
I believe he is. I haven't spoken to him in a while, but Drew Garabo will always have my respect. Well, we got one segment left, and I'm promoting my coworker that I'm working with at Beasley Media Group.
Okay.
His name is Lucas Brown. And type in "This is Lucas Brown" on Spotify. And I want you to hear the song that has 400,000 listens. He has other songs that have 50,000 listens. And I know he would probably want me to play other songs. But go to "This is Lucas Brown" on Spotify because I got to play the one that's got 400,000 listens. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to support the songs that don't have as many listens, but this song is such a banger. It's like if you're DJing and you're playing First Class by Jack Harlow. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he's got other songs that are good, but you got to play this one. Because I'm telling you right now, the Bay Area needs to look out for Lucas Brown. This guy is the future.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
I got no choice. We stealthy with the come up, we make no noise. I'm riding in the foreign, it's a Rolls Royce. I go and slap the hate up out of your voice. Yeah, I got no choice. I had to be successful for my homeboys. We pull up on your squad, we got more boys. We got them diamond dancing, I got more toys. I'ma be the greatest this city's ever seen. Mark it in your calendars, I'm coming for your team. As a fact. Oh, no, that's a fact. Yeah, that's a fact, bro. There ain't no cap, no. You talk to me with hate, then you just might get slapped. Oh, you tryna front now, you getting shut down. I don't do field goals, oh, I just go for touchdowns. Yeah, they all wanna be like me. You missing from the box, and I'm scoring from the three, yeah. And I come with no degree. Messing with your girl, and she like it when she see. Oh, this is gangsy, y'all. When you walk into your city, you bring shame to all. When I walk into my city, it's my name to call. Putting in the work must be insane to y'all. I got no choice. We stealthy with the come up, we make no noise. I'm riding in the foreign, it's a Rolls Royce. I go and slap the hate up out of your voice. Yeah. Oh, I got no choice. I had to be successful for my homeboys. We pull up on your squad, we got more boys. I got them diamond dancing, I got more toys.
Yeah, yeah. I got more toys, and they bigger now.
Woo!
I got more toys, and they asking how.
Huh?
I'm headed straight to the top, throw me alive, this is a bop. If it looks good, I cop, get my shoes and socks. I'm on a boat, you at a dock, you all floor, I am a mop. Hop on my drop top, give me the ox, I'm about to pop off. Y'all already know, I'm about to pop off. I cannot stop, no, I just keep going and going and going. I cannot stop,
woo!
Yeah. Yo, I pull up with a gang, and I might stub bang. I might cop a range, if I want it, I'ma get it. I got it, forget it, yeah. Yeah.
Successful, there ain't any other way. I never give the code to the site. It's destiny, I ain't gotta say. It's no, I'ma get it anyway.
I got no choice. We stealthy with the come up, we make no noise. I'm riding in the foreign, it's a Rolls Royce. I go and slap the hate up out of your voice, yeah. I had to be successful for my homeboys. I pull up on your squad, we got more boys. I got them diamond dancing, I got more toys.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Or chat him live via the Hoppy Radio app.
He never holds back, and he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Please don't be offended. He's sorry in advance.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
How dope was that music, my friend?
Yeah, I was bumping to that one, man.
I'm telling you.
I'm going to have to add that one. I'll add that to my DJ, my rotation.
Let's hear a little bit of Bad.
So bad. But shawty so good, make you love her any way that you could. So bad, but shawty so good.
We're listening to the future, bro.
So good, yeah. So bad.
Lucas is legit. Yeah, I work with him at Beasley Media Group. We worked an event for 98.7 The Shark.
Yeah.
And he's so low-key about it. He told me, like, oh, yeah, I'm a rapper or whatever. And he's got, like, 11,000 followers. I'm like, wow. Like,
yeah, I need
he's pimping, bro.
I like this.
He did a video promoting me this afternoon. Like, he's a good dude.
Yeah, man.
So, yeah, type in this is Lucas Brown at Spotify. What's up?
That's love, man. That's love right there.
Hell yeah, dude. It's all about love at Beasley. All right, we got a few minutes left here. I want to do a few commercials for my sponsors. I could not believe how fast the show went by. All day, I was like, what am I going to talk to 25 Sun about? And here we did it. We were able to talk about the current, present moment and the future. It feels amazing. Like, I just, there's no better moment than the current moment. Go to, let's see here, counselingoncall.net. If you need to get your mental health looked at and you live in either Maryland or Florida, go to counselingoncall.net. And when you get yourself a shrink, as I like to call them, tell them you heard about it on Happy Hour. It's also been brought to you by westchaseprinting.com. My guy, have you heard of DJ Tone in Tampa?
DJ Tone, I'm pretty sure I probably have, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He owns West Chase Printing, and he makes my business cards, which I'll be buying next week. Nice. And that's at westchaseprinting.com. Let me see here. And that's about it. Go to ryanhappyradio.com and click on the sponsor tab and then look at the one that has the word lemonade on it. Because I literally have to be careful. I can't fucking promote this lemonade company without fucking Facebook.
I love lemonade.
I mean, it's the best lemonade.
I'm going to have to try this lemonade. You know, I'm a fan of lemonade.
I had two of them, and then my friend drove me, and we went to meditation last week at Lansing Park.
Yeah.
And it was a full moon. It was the greatest night of my life. It was like a drum circle on that.
Oh, yeah, that was
I was lit. And then afterwards, I got Chipotle, and it was the best night of my life.
Yeah, it's the best Chipotle you ever had. It's the best you'll ever have, and the best you're ever gonna be able to purchase.
Yeah.
You'll never purchase a better Chipotle dinner than that night.
It was a perfect night.
You like half and half?
What is that?
Well, so half and half, where back home is like sweet tea and lemonade. They call it a half and half. Around the rest of the country, they call it an Arnold Palmer. And I've been finding that out for the last 21 years of living down here.
Yeah, I call it an Arnold Palmer.
Yeah, well, but so back home,
yeah,
it's called a half and half. Every place, it doesn't matter if you go to a sub shop.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if you go to any spot where you can get food late night, any spot with any kind of restaurant, a half and half is a sweet tea and a lemonade. But I would like to try a half and half with that lemonade that, you know, we can't mention that we can, you know.
Dude.
I want to try some of that with that lemonade.
We should do some videos. I'm thinking of doing content because I don't want to just do a podcast, but I also don't want to force it. I was like, could I do a tour of my apartment? Be like, oh, wow, riveting. Laundry room, bathroom, kitchen, bedroom, balcony overlooking the pool. Like, I'm trying to think of, like, actual content.
It's your palace, you know what I mean? That could be, that's just like your backdrop, you know what I mean? At that point, you can do everything from try products or you know, maybe have a beautiful guest in. Oh, it's all.
I was implying.
The world is open.
I would never go into pornography, but this definitely is a pornography apartment. It's very bizarre.
Like, come on over here and have a seat. Have a seat on this couch right here.
Yeah. Well, there's the couch isn't the most comfortable. It's from my previous apartment. It's like nice or whatever, but it was a bitch to bring in. It's a bitch of a couch. My balcony, though, is like my biggest accomplishment.
Yeah, that go balcony out there. Is dope.
Yeah. It's amazing, dude.
Oh, yeah. I like that balcony. It's cool. It's cool having a balcony, like somewhere where you can you go home and that's your little spot. You can go chill out. You can sit there in your underwear, butt ass naked, and with
sometimes the there's kids out there playing at the pool.
You want to do that like 4 a.m.
Even if I'm just sitting out there working on something,
yeah,
I will not sit out there alone if the kids are out there. No.
Yeah, no.
Fuck no. I'm a 6'9" sort of known person in this area. I am totally not sitting and.
Well, no. They would definitely, you know, it's one of those things that they would know that you're out there, you know, you
have. And it's not one time I was out there and I was smoking a little and I was chilling and then like four little girls, like maybe 8 or 9 went to the pool and I went, okay,
gotta go back
inside. I closed the shades. I want nothing to do with kids. I got a vasectomy last year. And if I meet a girl that I get married to and have kids, that's great and all, but probably not if I got a reverse, but I do. Kids repulse me. They scare me.
As you get older, as you become an old head like myself,
yeah,
you know, you start to, you know, I'll just go out there and I'll light an incense, like two of them.
Yeah.
And that way the incense will be like, yeah, that's a nice little smell. Yeah, that's, that it completely masks the other thing you know, the other party that's going on in the air.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Before we go, what do you want to promote?
I'm every Saturday night. Come down and check me out downtown St. Pete. I'm at the Pelican Pub. Come holler at Bailey. Come holler at Melissa. You know, they're always going to take care of you. It's like they always serve the strongest shots.
Oh, dude. Those drinks there?
The strongest drinks, bro.
my favorite type of Saturday is going there, hanging out with you, and then going to Joey Brooklyn's.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Joey fucking Brooklyn's, bro.
Joey Brooklyn's.
And what's the name of the guy that works the front desk? He's always been a fan and a friend, but I don't know his name.
Oh, up front. Shit. Oh, fuck.
I should know for the future.
My dude with the glasses, right?
He's the fucking legend, guy, bro. That's my fucking guy. And yeah. I'm so embarrassed, and I feel so bad because he knows who I am, and he's such a good friend.
Yeah.
I usually never really,
he's just like, what's up, bro? Because we've always just been on a, oh, what's up? Hey, man, I got you. You know, take care of me. But
well, I did a few boxing matches for a morning show locally at Janice Live, so he saw those fights.
Okay. Now, so, he's always a cool-ass dude, man. He really is.
Yeah, he's good people, man.
Yeah.
Well,
Joey Brooklyn's, you make sure you check them out, too. And anytime you need your late-night eats and pizza.
Yes, sir. Well, right now, it is 8:50 on May 10th. And if you are listening to this immediately while I uploaded it, go to Park and Rec tonight as DJ Pez and Cyber Mousy, and I believe Change might be going out. I'm trying to create this hub of partying.
Yeah.
I'm trying to, but like not like alcoholic partying, just like four Jack and Cokes and hanging out with women partying.
Yeah,
like nothing too, because you don't want to get whiskey dick at the end of the night. You want to be able to have a good time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. You always want to make sure that you can hold on until at least 3:30 in the morning.
Yeah. You know? If you can't do that, you don't need to be out.
Yeah, you don't need to be out. You don't need to be out past midnight if you can't do that.
If you're out past midnight, you got to make sure you're at like Park and Rec or Crafty Squirrel where you're sitting in a safe spot. You don't want to be in downtown St. Pete at like 1 a.m. It's not a good vibe.
I like to walk home sometime late at night, so I'm the other side. But yeah, it's not too safe. But you always got to watch your back. No matter where you are. Sometimes I like to do that, man.
Do you live on the north or south side?
I live straight down Central, bro. So I'm like I'll catch the trolley sometime. I'll catch the lift sometime. You know,
do you go to baseball games?
I haven't been in a while. I haven't been to the Rays game in a while.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to lie, but I do need to. Usually, I'll go down. I'll grab some good wings down at Ferg's.
Yeah,
watch the game sometime. It's been a minute since I've done that too. So. I think I'm sort of due for that. Maybe
one of my worst memories of my life was I was really drunk and Ferg's was packed and it literally hurt because I had to pee so badly. And the moment when I got to that urinal at Ferg's was the best moment of my life.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Was it a line at the bathroom too? you were there for like a Rays game.
Rays opening day 2018.
Oh, man. That's the worst because it's like you almost feel like I wish they put some porta potty somewhere out there.
Anything.
Front. Yeah.
Well, you were lying on one bathroom. And then the problem is the women's bathroom's on the other side. And there was this short little dude trying to hit on all the women. And I was like, oh my God.
Like, get out of the way, bro. Get out of the way.
I hate when dudes try to. Someone just texted me. It's the girl I'm talking to. She said, oh my God, babe. I don't know. I should probably go deal with that. I'm single and I'm not really in a relationship, but when a hot chick calls and you've done your podcast for an hour and 3 minutes, it's time to go do other things.
Happy hour. Happy hour.